So what we wanted to do in this last session, we're going to start kind of winding up and checking out. But I just wanted, in case you didn't remember back to the start of the meeting, I just wanted to try and track us through what has happened. Some of you, I'm sure, have tracked it every step of the way. A couple of people might not be quite so clear in their memories. So just wanted to, right back to the beginning, well, in a way, even before the meeting, we'd asked the areas to reflect a little bit in the direction Sridhartha was taking in their area. And each area was asked to sort of mark its main priorities and to bring them to this meeting. The main thing that we did in the first couple of days was, first of all, discovering commonalities and discovering contradictions. So where the priorities for your area overlapped with priorities for other areas, and just uncovering that and noticing it. And also where it looked like there were different priorities, and even in a way the possibility of areas pulling in different directions, which I don't think surfaced so much. So if you remember, we identified a number of commonalities. And one of the things that I thought was significant about the commonalities is it means it's a concern not just for your area, but at least for one other area. And for some of them, I mean, I thought the convergence between the areas was really remarkable, actually, how often the same priorities came up across the areas. And at that point, they don't stop being area priorities, but they start to become movement and order and college priorities. So the main ones were financial resourcing and sustainability, internal and external communications and media, situations of intensity, diversity and inclusion, engaging young people, engagement with social issues, Dharma teacher training, clarity regarding the needs of order and leadership. I think they were probably the main kind of clustered ones, and then some others like addressing the needs of outlying areas, which obviously is going to be a more urgent priority for some areas than for others. Ageing order, safeguarding, ethical training and online ethical training for teachers and order members. And out of that, a few priorities were collectively agreed. So we had communications, creating situations of transformative intensity, engaging younger people and financial sustainability. So they got kind of identified as collective priorities as well as area priorities. And I think what's significant, or one of the kind of consequences of that, is that those discussions, I hope, fed back into the area priorities. Be interested to hear in the sort of checkout how far, if any, the area priorities were changed by or informed by the collective discussions. But as well as that, we came up with strand priorities. And the strand priorities were the areas starting to work collaboratively. So it's the movement across the areas, order across the areas, college across the areas, and identifying again shared priorities and collective priorities. And all of those, I hope, have got kind of action steps and ownership. So it's clear who's taking most of those things forward. And I suppose I just want to kind of emphasise that. I hope it's going to be more than just a discussion that lets us analyse and identify problems, but at least we've got some way of starting to respond to those issues and to take them forward. Some of the specific areas that were flagged were addressed in some of the workshops that followed in the following days. So social issues and engagement with social issues, for example, came up from quite a few areas. And actually also I think it was one of the few areas of tension and areas of even contradiction, where some areas were concerned about what a relationship to those kind of urgent social issues looked like. So out of that, out of the panel discussion and out of the sticky wall process downstairs, we ended up clustering a number of different, what we thought were important spiritual principles to bear in mind when we as a movement were thinking about our relationship with social issues. And we asked Vidya Tara and Karna Jyoti have taken on to cluster those sticky notes, to organise them and to feed them back. So the steering group at some point will try to sort of communicate those back two areas as kind of advice on spiritual principles that guide our relationship as a community to social issues. You had the SICA update, so it was helpful for us to get feedback on SICA. Vajra Shura has taken the feedback that we got, we'll take that forward. And I also hope that what you can do in areas to make sure that centres are aware of those resources and picking them up, we would appreciate. But one thing that I wanted to mention was that I think different discussions are at different levels of development. Somebody I was speaking to today was saying that the level of concreteness of outcomes of the SICA project compared to some of the sticky wall processes that are much less resolved. But I wanted just to say the SICA project started off as one of those open, unresolved processes. It's starting off trying to identify the issues, trying to be clear about what it is that we're trying to address. And then gradually, over a number of years, it gets much more focused and the outcomes start to become much more concrete. So I think some of the discussions that seemed a little vaguer, it's partly because of the level of evolution of them. We're still thinking, what's the issue here? What do we need to be looking at? What do we need to be doing? So it was an interesting sort of contrast, I think. Anyway, we had the second update. We had the presentation from Pranya Ketu and about the young people's process and the very generous offer of support for things that are developing in your area. We had, I think, quite a significant discussion looking again at commonality. I really think this is one of the areas where the International Council has done some really good thinking, and the thinking hasn't been communicated well enough for it really to be shaping how we discuss and how we engage with some of the issues around new practices, developing how we engage with that. So I was personally really pleased to revisit that. And then the recommendation, the advice from this meeting to centres about the kind of criteria that we would hope teachers would meet. We agreed to add that to the What is a Tree Rat in a Centre document, so we'll produce a new edition of that, which makes a record of that. But I hope that particularly perhaps college and movement people in the areas can raise this with centres in a way that people are going to find helpful and clarifying, rather than, you know, freaking them out too much that Big Brother is watching you, whatever the sort of anxieties would be. We brought the Adisthana Kula and the work of the Adisthana Kula in for discussion and feedback. And again, the Adisthana Kula works in isolation a lot of the time. You know, like around this whole area of the controversies, the history, it's had to respond sometimes quite quickly. So having a way of explaining what it's doing, to get feedback from the different areas and advice from you about what has to happen to take things forward has been, I hope, a helpful bit of feedback and also a helpful bit of information for you about what's being done and why. We had largely a sort of sticky wall discussion, but also within the strands, a bit of a review of our own structures and how they work. And the steering group will pick them up from the feedback from the areas and the strand, and that will feed into this discussion about structures. And then another big commonality was the discussion about financing our work, which has surfaced, I think, in almost every area and almost every strand. And the feedback or the input from Amalavajra, from Ketu Raja, trying to suggest some ways of thinking about that and some ways of thinking about it collectively that we may not have come up with as areas. So they've been the main sort of feed-ins to the discussion. And then that, I hope, has fed into the outputs from the strands and the outputs from the areas. I think maybe that's the shape so far. I don't think anybody apart from Akasa Jyoti's had time really to absorb all this and to try and give it a little bit of shape, but I'm watching Akasa Jyoti type it up as we were going and feeding it into the first draft of the minutes. So one of the follow-throughs from this is in the next week or two, we'll try and pull all this information together, just reflect back at you, reflect back to you what you've taken on to do as areas, what we've taken on to do as strands, and just a bit of an aid memoir about how we take this stuff forward. So that, I hope, has been kind of the shape of the meeting so far.